All right, ladies and gentlemen, the day is now January 7, 2025. The time is 4:50 at our GCCTA meeting. You may begin.
Good afternoon, everyone. I have the agenda before you for our discussion today. Item agenda number one, teacher salary increase allocation. We would like to have a tentative agreement on that. Number two, 3-day bereavement leave tentative agreement, and also the Gaston County School District Title I supplement, and this is our counter proposal. You have all of those before you. Want to give you an opportunity to review, and then if there are any discussion. Okay, so
why the other reason, I don't know that it's materially different.
Employees are required to attach a copy of the obituary or other verifying documents to their leave requests. And I don't know if I bought the guest book contract with you. Yes, if you don't mind, please stop this one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did. That's what we discussed and worked that, and I did bring that there. I printed it out. But where is it now?
Okay, so it's not
the same thing. I just didn't know it was a copy and paste situation or why it would be changed.
Bereavement is on page 19. That's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's still on page 19. Okay. So the number two is what you're referring to, Dr. Siegel?
Yeah, it's the last sentence.
Okay, employees are required to provide a copy of the obituary or other satisfactory documents to be attached to the leave form. And so I guess the difference would be the satisfactory and verifying documents.
Okay, so this version is just even more, a little more general. It's fine for me.
Please.
Okay, if you say verifying documents and satisfying documents, other than the obituary, what would those be?
Maybe a death certificate or.
What if there's family members that maybe, but they can get a copy of the death certificate. Because you know everybody's going to get a death certificate.
Notarized statement. Anything that could verify your purpose for being there. Yeah. Because, you know, I've had cases where individuals said that it's a family member. And then sometime when you look at the obituaries, you expect to see the name documented as a relative. And if that does not happen, then I'm going to be asking, but how do I definitely know that you're a family member? So then that's why we request for additional documents, other ways of verifying that you actually are part of the family.
So, but my issue, or my concern is the or in there. So if we just have an obituary to give to you guys and my name is not on there, would the obituary suffice for that?
If their name is included in the obituary.
Because we know we have big families here, and you know, it may say 32 great grandchildren.
I hear you.
It may be written like that instead of listing.
So how do we know that you're a part of the family?
Is there a form that maybe the district can create and we take it to the funeral home and say, I need this to be signed or
notarized as
something by you?
We don't have a problem.
Well, your documentation and leaves options open.
Mm-hmm. Option is open for that. So that would not be an issue at all to verify. Because you're right. You know, we do have issues where there are large families and there's, say, a multitude of nieces and nephews and grandchildren and, yeah. So, if we want to, then are we looking at perhaps striking the word or a copy of the obituary and or other verifying documents?
I think the or is fine.
Yeah, I can just
the or is fine.
You either got an obituary that's documenting it or you got something.
Other document.
But as long as you provide some kind of documentation, we should be.
What do you get now? It's only, do you get bereavement leave? I know Gaspar
does.
So what do you get now besides obituaries?
So far, we've gotten an obituary. Otherwise, I think we have one documented case of the mortician or whoever is running. Can verify that they've been a part of the participation the whole time. Mm-hmm. So are you all okay with it as stated?
We'll take a copy.
Okay, sure. Okay. Are you wanting to do the copies now or?
No.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
I want to first thank you guys for coming with a counterproposal to our $200 a semester proposal. I see that you guys have $75 for the year. I think if we could do our counterproposal, $150 per semester, we will be good to go with that. Plus, I see the 50% plus one, showing that you work the majority of the school days for that semester, instead of doing it for the entire 196 days that we're contractually obligated to work.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying for about the semester.
Oh, one week, three, so 1 week.
And with that being said, I would like to say that during the caucus, we will discuss that as well.
So, I'm fine. We'll discuss that also with being paid for the second semester. Before this scheduled spring break and for the second semester and for the first semester, Thanksgiving break.
actually, we're only looking at one payment for the school year.
So separate from the money, you don't want to break it up into two payments, you want that
one payment.
That would be our proposal then, 150. Where you guys have 75.
No, that would not start this year, or would it? Because we're waiting on the tentative agreement is what we're doing.
Right. And then Title I federal programs have to do an amendment.
Yes, they would have to do an amendment. So it would be, it would just be toward the end of the year once the amendment has been approved. In our discussion, we're looking at doing it before spring break, and the fact that the amendment has been approved.
So I guess if we're doing the 50 plus one up to spring break, so if this just stay, how are you planning on looking at that?
Sure.
So some people may start a little late. Mm-hmm. And they may not get their 50 plus 1 days by spring break, but if they get them that 50 plus 50%, 51% of the total amount of time before the end of the school year, they still qualify.
So
they just won't get paid until they hit that.
They won't get paid until they hit a 51%.
So, of course, anyone that has started prior to will qualify, but if you're looking at individuals perhaps that might have not started until December, you know, it would take them a little longer. They might have to work up until April or May. Yeah.
So our contract days is 196, so that half of that is 98. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing we're assuming plus one, so 99
mm-hmm.
days?
Yes.
Take the calendar back out, put 99 days from the last day, and know that as long as they have started by that date, okay.
Are holidays included? Mm-hmm. So if they start right now, we don't have.
They will not be able to.
They just won't be able to get it.
They're getting paid for the holiday.
Yeah, any paid holiday.
Yeah. Only the paid holidays.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So this, the actual days you're reporting to them.
Mm-hmm. Paid work days.
Mm-hmm.
Paid work days.
Yeah,
that's right. You're right.
They ain't come in December. They ain't getting it.
That's right. They miss it for that week.
All right, that's all I have for you for the agenda. So we can take a caucus now.
Okay. Caucus at 5:04. All right, everyone. The time is now 5:39. Back in order.
Caucus over at 5:39.
Mm-hmm.
So with you and our caucus, we had a robust discussion, and we are prepared to accept the bereavement leave that was provided to us as a counter proposal of the 3 days paid bereavement for immediate family members, for the spouse, parent, grandparent, sibling, for children. Of course, acknowledging that it is not cumulative, and we have to provide some type of documentation that we was actually involved or there during the process for our loved ones. Waiting on you guys comment on our proposal with the Title I supplement.
So in our discussion about the Title I supplement, we truly acknowledge the fact that I know you want to increase it to $100. However, this is our first time starting out with this, and we definitely want to be conservative as we work with Title I to make sure that the amendment is approved in order to provide us a start with the Title I supplement. However, as we look at surrounding districts that are our size, they're only providing $50 a year. So however, I believe that the $75 start for the district at this particular time would be a good start, and we can always go back to the table for additional increase.
Can you give me an example of a district or two?
Wakulla County pay their teachers. Any teacher assigned to a Title I eligible school will be given a salary supplement equal to $50 per year. Of course, we did also look at Leon. Leon definitely offers $100 each semester as proposed to the district. However, not all of their schools are Title I schools, so keep in mind that every school in our district, every school is a Title I school. So that means each teacher in the district will be receiving these dollars. So as I indicated, conservative start, yes, true enough. But that amount could always be looked at increasing as we have opportunity to talk with Title I for an increase.
And I know we had... how many teachers are currently employed in the district?
Currently, if I go back and look at, and I printed that document because I knew that question would be coming up. It fluctuates as we're still hiring teachers at this particular time, but I am guessing, and I shouldn't guess because I did print the sheet out, but I want to say it's about 290. Just bear with me for a moment. Here it is. This was as of December, our December board meeting, and we have hired many teachers since then. And so at that particular time, it was 292.
And how many positions is allocated for instruction?
I think our, I don't know. I'd have to get that information for you to see what the initial count was at the beginning of the year. Because I can say that there are several schools that still have vacancies, and they're working on filling those. But as you can see, in our proposal, it went up to 310 teachers. That's based on 310. So as of this document, back in December the 17th, we had 292 teachers.
So we had 20. Next one. So as of now, we are prepared to accept the Title I supplement proposal. And we'll have an MOU written up for you guys. We want to have a rough draft at the table today, or?
We don't need that, or you can just sign this.
Would you give me a copy? Because I have the one for the bereavement. I don't have, I wrote on the title.
The Title I supplement one?
Yeah.
He wants to sign it.
So if we sign it.
And send one to me that's clean?
Yes. Gotcha. He goes clean, pass it around.
Today is the 7th.
The 7th. Mm-hmm. Did you want me to keep it, or you want to keep it till I make a copy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll make a copy of it.
Thank you.
I'm going to keep the paperwork and I make a copy of it, okay?
Oh, well, when we switch.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to make sure I make a copy for you.
No copy. That will be his copy because we took two pages and we're switching them.
Yeah. You're just switching around.
So get those that way.
Okay.
And then I'll sign that.
Gotcha.
And then that'll be your copy.
So you sign that?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, gotcha.
I'm in the chair for all this past.
I know, right? Next time, sit closer.
I think in our proposal we say where to put the Title I language. I would just suggest putting it because I think this doesn't say where to put it right in the contract. It just speaks to the money.
Let's see. You had.
Yeah, we put it in Appendix B, Salary Supplements, Section 7.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So just that, but let me just TA.
We'll make
in
sure.
In the supplement section?
Appendix B.
Here's the document that he provided here.
Okay.
The supplement. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bereavement, did we propose, is the same thing, we propose it to be in a certain spot.
Oh, let me find that.
You don't have a current bereavement.
Not for GCCTA.
Is there a benefits section?
Yeah, it's Article 5, leave, and we were calling it Section L would be the newest one.
Article 5, Section L?
L.
Mm-hmm.
You have that, Ms. Section L.
Is in that binder?
Mm-hmm.
know that we were waiting on you guys to take our proposal for the board pertaining to the TSIA fund with the additional commitment from the district of $121 or some odd change to get $1,000 across the board for each employee.
Yes.
That's go towards the base salary for the teacher.
So we did have an opportunity to speak with the board. We shared that information with them at our last executive session that took place on December the 17th. We shared what that amount would look like, and we actually had an opportunity to share each amount, like the initial amount with all of the staff included, what the amount would look like if they were not included, and then talk about adding additional dollars so that you all would reach that $1,000 across the board. And the answer was no.
Did they give a reason why?
The reason that was discussed was due to the fact that we're looking at our budget, still trying to determine what that looks like. Ms. Brewer could probably go into more detail, but it all hinges on the fact that once we know what our AFR looks like and what our budgets look like, then and that was the reason for them not moving forward. Because we were looking at the amount that was proposed, that was given to us by the state, and they felt like that amount that was added and how it was divvied up would appropriate the increase for this upcoming year.
So for the additional dollars, what did that amount to for each teacher, or what the overall package would it cost?
For?
The district commitment of additional funds to reach the 1,000 across the board.
Do you recall what that was?
I left my Bible. I knew I should have brought it in. Mm-hmm.
If you had increased it to $1,000.
I guess we get so much accomplishment. Mm-hmm. 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 That's a good thing.
Wait till she get back so we can look at what that amount was.
Now, is the district operating that we're on the same fund balance last year, the 4.2, or?
So the state requires that we have at least a 3% fund balance, but board policy says that we should aim to maintain a 4% fund balance. So we're still trying to finish our cleanup of the prior year so we can see where we are exactly on that. So we don't have that calculation yet. We do know that with building the new school, we have to give up our local effort funds. So even though we're collecting those funds and it's, you know, in the budget, we actually have to turn around and give it right back to the state.
Do you know how much that
is? It is like several million.
A year?
Mm-hmm.
We have to send back several million a year,
mm-hmm,
in order to get the new school?
Yes.
Is that the capital outlay funds or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the capital outlay funds. So we've been trying since December, nothing but being focused on trying to close out. So I haven't been able to run those numbers and talk with some other districts who have built schools to see how they set up the funding. Because for 23-24, that money wasn't set aside. So we're trying to figure out how we can do that with 23-24. If not, we're going to have to make up 2 years' worth in 24-25. So we want to try and not do that as best as we can. But we're also still trying to reconcile all of our grant funding. One of our grants took us all day yesterday to reconcile. So we're still working on it, but that's one of the reasons why we wanted to just use the money that we knew we had coming in from the state, because have to be conservative on the balances. And then the board still wants us to look at, you know, picking up that increase in health insurance for staff. The board has other priorities too that they want to make sure that we do to take care of staff besides just salaries. So.
I know the superintendent, I know that he made the comment that we are still short on the school. You know how much by?
I'm not in on those meetings, but the last estimate was 30-some million short from the original draft. So that means going back to the drawing room, changing things, like taking out teacher offices and doing co-located, so two or three teachers in one office now instead of everyone having an independent office, because we have to drop the square footage in order to meet the amount that the state awarded us. So we have the difference is the state calculates how much they think that we need for the number of schools and our estimated population, but then they give us a dollar amount, and those two don't reconcile. So that's where we're at, is trying to figure out how to either draw those funds in, and we didn't get the half-cent sales tax, so we don't have that to help support us, and we can't put that back on the ballot for 2 years.
And I know that when you're looking at the dollar amount, then you're trying to reconcile everything. So what other, there was $30 million shortfall for a new school, what is the projected budget item that we will have to cut in the future?
So it would be cutting the size of the school square footage.
Oh, just stripping the school off?
Yes, okay. Yes.
So trying to fit into the budget.
Yeah. So the state gave us the square footage they told us we're going to need based on growth estimates, but we're going to have to cut it to the dollar amount. Unless we are successful with the legislature this year.
Well,
the legislature is in there for money again. They're in committee meeting.
Okay. We just met that. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you get the number? Oh, okay. We'll go with yours. I have a problem with trying to find stuff. So.
Okay.
But the bottom line is what Susan said.
So what is the, what's your amount?
I had estimated, because he said it was approximately $121 additional dollars times the 310 employees that we were estimating. Was an increase in $37,510 over what we had said, but I don't have that original number, so the total would be. But again, the board declined. We wanted to keep with the
general funding. And the superintendent also said that he was not going to add any additional dollars to the amount outside of what was already presented or provided through DESA.
So in order to us to reach that $1,000, the district would have had to commit $37,000 for that?
It's my quick and rough estimate based on the number you provided, that you said it was an additional 121.
Okay.
I didn't run those numbers.
So this is what the discussion has been, and where the reluctance is. We have, with the new school construction, we've lost a large portion of our capital outlay funding. That means anytime there are any facilities issues that come up, like pipe bursting at Gaston County High, that has to come out of general fund. We have to be able to deal with those types of expenditures, and nobody's prepared to commit to any additional expenditures toward raises, the board or the superintendent. We're trying to just be very conservative, make sure we stay above our 3%, and meet our day-to-day operations, and that we can pay for the raises we've given already. Sorry, we had a small bus accident.
Mm-hmm.
So,
small bus accident. Mm-hmm.
Let me just make sure.
And it's taken care of for tomorrow morning.
Okay.
That's fine.
So, we're looking at the $878.
Yeah, so your last proposal to us was $878.84 a person.
That was our proposal.
So I have the first proposal that include
the all of the teachers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and so that amount
proposal.
That's
A.
This is A, yes.
Where's B?
A
and
how much
is A? I'm looking at B though.
Yeah. You're requested to change that, but our proposal is A.
Oh, so they think they don't have to remove the federal employees. Aside from adding 120 from general funds, it's just paying out of two sources because you're going to pay for them next year out of your Title I budgets. Mm-hmm. And so then you're going to get a TSIA maintenance also for those same teachers, so you'll receive double the payment for that.
The TSI maintenance does not cover the increase.
Yeah, for the previous year. That's the whole purpose of the maintenance.
It does not cover it fully.
Okay, so all the different TSIA that's come for years now, right? You get a new amount, and then the next year you get another new amount, and then a supplemental amount to backfill previous years.
Right.
So if you do not take out the federal people, you think you're not going to get any money in TSIA that, so TSIA is so much lower in the maintenance, you won't have to spend any of that on federal employees. That's just no other district does that, like they pull out federal employees.
Well, that's not true.
So
tell
me
the district.
We did the research.
Yeah,
we
said they don't pull out federal employees. Liberty says they don't pull out federal employees. Jackson.
FD said we literally pulled them out together. He pulled them out to the 100th place of the decimal. He was like 93.17.
That's what they told us.
So they lied. That's why I just want to know. So
Liberty,
I don't know what Jackson did. I mean, Liberty.
Taylor.
Leon. Even Leon. I had
Leon bargains above TSIA, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. Okay.
Wakulla bargained, how much are you spending here? They gave $1.2 million this year to the same size group that you're offering $300,000. So when you're doing that, I don't care about the district. It doesn't matter. It's just so much
but
money.
Are they at 47.5?
Yeah. This year? Mm-hmm. And Leon was last year.
Do what we can.
So Jackson, Liberty, Taylor, and you said Wakulla.
Mm-hmm.
So the only one I don't really know is Jackson and Taylor. Mm-hmm. 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 So your offer is just the 600, I have to pull that.
763.50.
Mm-hmm. How many international teachers do you have this year?
I would have to get that information for you, but if I'm thinking about what we've done in the past years, it might be around 20, maybe about 20 teachers. In the district.
You want a caucus?
Yes.
Okay. Caucus is called at 6:03. All right, we're ending this caucus at 6:33.
So I think for now we're going to put a pin in the TSIA salary supplements, and we should have a response from you guys during our next bargaining session.
So I want to make a couple of comments. So first, in the interim, Leon did pull out the federal employees in the last bargaining session, so who'd you ask it, Leon, about that?
What's the gentleman name?
The HR guy?
Yes.
Brett?
Yes. Brett.
I'll have to talk with Brett.
Brett.
They literally pulled him out, explained how much more money was being added in, like you did here in the last bargaining session. Mm-hmm. That is a current offer on the table in Leon County. So if you asked him like 2 months ago or something, maybe that would have been correct, but...
No, actually, it's been about a month at the most.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So maybe it was before their proposal where they did pull them out, but they have pulled out federal employees
but
as of today.
It was during the time, because they're in impasse,
yeah.
So it was at the same time of the impasse.
Yeah. We're still bargaining there.
I know,
yeah.
I know.
So mm-hmm. I just think currently that's what's happening there.
Okay.
And in terms of what I was discussing with, like, I don't know another phrase to use it. I don't mean it maliciously, but it's like kind of double down.
You gotta get you some wheels in that bag.
I'm almost back.
But use one of these chairs, just like push
yeah,
it roll
the chair
around this, and it'll just come right out.
Yeah, at Christmas time, I debated on loading up a chair, rolling it up.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
You see what Miss Knight did.
But then you gotta put it in your car.
Yeah, and that's what I can't quite get is that whole big lift. So this is